The Rambam says, scrolling down a little bit, Midarkei Hatshuva, please pay attention, Rabbosa. Midarkei Hatshuva, Leos Hashov, Soek Tamid Lefnei Hashem. The Derech of Tshuva, among the ways that a person proceeds along the path of Tshuva, is that the Shov, the person who is performing the Tshuva, he's Soek Tamid, he's constantly crying out, Lefnei Hashem, for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bechi, what's Bechi? Right? Or tears. B'sachanunim. Right? He's pleading. He's begging the Rabbanu Shalom. Va'osa tzedakah k'vikocho. And he also forms acts of tzedakah k'vikocho, according to his ability. What he can afford. M'srachek harbim min adavar shachatabo. How else does he demonstrate his efforts towards tshuva? He distances himself as much as possible from chait. Right? He doesn't walk in the place where he stumbled before, because he doesn't even want to have any sign. He doesn't want to be tempted. Meshana Shmo changes his name. This is a thing, right? They used to go by a different name. Klomar, Ani Acher, Ve'eni Oso Ha'ish, Sha'osa Osan Hamaisen. Sometimes people come back from Eretz Yisrael, and they want to go by their Hebrew name. There was whatever I was before, it was a different persona, and now I want to go by a different name, right? Why? Is it just like, I want to be more Jewish? Maybe. But also, it represents a transformation. I want to have a new reputation. I'm not the same person. Ain't he also Isha, also Ramaisim? Not the same person who did those things in the past. Umeshana Maisav, Kul Natova, and he tries to change all of his deeds for the good. Uderach Yishara, and the straight path. The Golemim Komo, and he exiles himself. He exiles himself. Anyone ever... Anyone ever see this before? And the Rebbes.
You mean contemplative?
It's very interesting. I'll get that in a second. Right? Usually we think about Gullus. We'll talk about that. 1 second. So it was a very common thing hundreds of years ago for Hasidic Rebbes used to go in Gullus. They used to leave their hometown. They would dress up like a beggar, like a simple person, and they would go miles and miles away where no one recognized them, and they would sit in the shul. And they would undergo, you know, like sometimes it can be a little bit humiliating or uncomfortable. I'm not in my zone. I don't have my chevra around me. People, you know, I have no one to identify me, right? And that would be an experience that would help reduce their ego and bring them down to a level of that made it more conducive for tshuva. Interesting. True. Sometimes we have reverse goals. Usually we think about goals leaving Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, the only way a person can grow is by going to Gaulis in Eretz Yisrael. They go to Eretz Yisrael. We'll get back to that in a second. She goes machaperes avon, and they should go remes oli kana lios anavishval ruach. Gaulis, not just in the classic sense, going to an ir miklat, maybe in the classic sense of leaving our homeland, but even leaving your hometown. Gaulis machaperes avon, it helps bring a person to a kapara, because it causes you to be more humbled. Anavishval ruach. It's very interesting. Over the summer, there was a blackout that lasted about 3 days. My in-laws, we were living for a period of time during the summer, and again, it was well over 95 degrees for most of that week. Nothing, no air conditioning, no communication with the outside world, and so on and so forth. It was very, very difficult. We were fortunate enough to live across the street from the shul, and they were very, very welcoming. We were able to bring the kids in, you know. Babies, very, very unhealthy to be in high temperatures like that. So we spent most of the time in shul. And it was a gullus. I was learning this with Sam at the same time. It was a gullus. To not be in your own, it's extremely uncomfortable not to have access to your privacy, another topic, not to have access to your amenities, simply going across the street and spending most of the day out of my house. It's a form of gullus as well. That's machaperes. Next time someone sits in your makom kavu in shul, sit a little bit further back. That's also, it's Golis is Machaperis. Right? It's not a coincidence that it's a form of Avelis. So a person's in Avelis Chas HaShalom, they're not supposed to sit in the same seat. Right? So the Rambam give a whole list of things that are part of the path of Tshuva. Crying out to Hashem, I get it. Okay? Golis, changing my name, okay? And insisting on a brand new path in life. But what about Tzedakah? Why is Osa Tzedakah Kvikocho distancing yourself from the source of the sin? I get that. But tzedakah? Tzedakah is like, it's another mitzvah, right? He doesn't say, oh, if you want to do tshuva, humble yourself and shake a lulav, right? Humble yourself and, I don't know, fill in the blank, you know? Go visit the sick, right? So isn't tzedakah like part of the positive, 248 positive mitzvahs? How is that on the derech of tshuva that it should belong in the middle of that list with everything else? You hear the kasha? It's a good kasha. Joe, you hear the kasha? Good. Well, I think the answer is like this. There's a common thread that's not so easy to find here, but it's there, and we've already hinted to it, and tzedakah will be very much at home if we zoom out for a moment. I believe what the common denominator, let's start with the name. Right? We said yesterday for the Baal Shem Tov and from Lahersh, shame is the core letters of neshama. They define who a person is. Shem, at the center of my essence. The name is going to tell me who I am. The Gemara says that, right? Shmagarm. You really can infer a lot about a person based on his name, right? You designate, right? Adam Arishon. It wasn't simply he named a giraffe, but the Mefarshim tell us he was able to cut through to the essential elements, the building blocks of creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to form those creations, those creatures, and define them. Many examples of that on a Kabbalistic level as well. So our shame defines who we are. So if we're going to go to the extent of saying, Eini Oso Ish, I have a new name. I'm not the same person, right? I am canceling my own identity. I'm canceling my, right? Think about identity theft. Someone else is walking around with my credit card. Someone else is walking around with my social security number, parading as if they are me. That's not just stealing my identity. That is negating my identity. If there's two people with the same name, with the same power, then essentially, that person who originally possessed that identity no longer, right? Part of having an identity is it's unique to me. That's what an ID is, an ID number is. It's me. I'm changing my identity. I'm negating my original identity. I'm leaving my hometown, my home turf. Rabbi said, why is my hometown so clearly linked to my identity? Because when you walk into a room and people know who you are and they say hi and they greet you and they shake your hand, you feel very comfortable, right? If you walk into a room and you know nobody, first day of yeshiva, first day of whatever, where you don't know people, right? That is the most awkward, uncomfortable feeling. They're greeting everybody else, right? And I'm the new kid on the block. Like, who am I? That's what everyone else is asking, who is that guy, right? Everyone else asks, who is that guy? Like, who am I, right? If I can't communicate, if I can't connect with another person, it's almost as if my identity has been stripped from me. Until someone knows me and recognizes it in my reputation, my personality, and then wants to be friends with me, right? I am a nobody, right? The new kid in school is a nobody because no one relates to him or even acknowledges that person's existence. You see where the common denominator is forming? If my actions are different, that's also linked to my identity. And finally, I'm tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem. Why does tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem fit in over here? It doesn't say that I ask for forgiveness, right? I'm tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem. Why don't you say that midarkei teshuva is to ask for, make an apology? So I think the answer is because the more that a person is communicating with God, the more that he recognizes his true identity. Where does ego come from? Ego comes from inflating myself above everybody else. Right? You can't inflate. There's certain people you can't inflate your ego in front of. If you're the guy in the mailroom, you can't inflate your ego at the company barbecue in front of the CEO, right? That is ridiculous. If you start talking, you know, like trash talking like your boss, like, right, your identity has a ceiling to it because part of what defines you is the people you are defined in relation to. Who is the one person who no one in the world can inflate their ego in front of? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, everyone ultimately defines their identity in their relationship to Hashem. And the more you are connecting and communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you are defining your identity, and that's necessary to perform tshuva, because you put yourself in your place. And with that, Rabosai, to close, that's what tzedakah is doing here. We live in a world, Rabosai, 2021, we have all been brought up. What is the number one identifying feature of every human being?
Money.
My car, my house, my net worth. right? My 100% my clothes. The money I spend on my clothes, okay? What is the tag on the back of my pants? Okay? Or if it happens to be a company that doesn't define itself with a label, you can hop the, is it a button? Is it a zipper? Is it a right? We all know, okay? Right? My clothes define me. So much so that I can walk in the room where nobody knows me, and I almost create my identity by the way people who don't know who I am look at how I'm dressed. Okay? So money is the other factor that identifies me. When I give to Dr. Abosai, when I say that money that you gave me, Hashem, is not really mine, it's yours and I'm going to give it away, then I have correctly redefined my identity as someone who stands before Hashem. And that's the cherry on top of tshuva, to redefine myself. That's the Avodah Rabosai. Have a wonderful day.